Little food for your soul, baby. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, baby. Laugh a little more, baby. Tighten up your core, baby. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Okay, so I'm super excited for my guest for all four things today, Ralph Marston, who is coming to us from Austin, Texas, where I was born and raised. So already a connection there. But also, Ralph is someone that we quoted in our latest Four Things Gratitude Journal. So if you have one, you've likely seen his quote. And I shared his quote on an episode not too long ago. And small world, Ralph's daughter, Kimby, listens to the podcast and emailed me and said, well, that man you quoted is my dad. And I kind of had a moment of like, okay, well, that's interesting. Because when Mary and I put this together, we have a few living people that we quoted, but some of the people are like Oprah, you know? We know Oprah's alive, right? But a lot of the other people we quoted are not alive. And to be honest, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but Mary and I definitely thought that maybe you were from the 1800s.
Well, you know, a lot of people make that mistake. There's actually, if you Google my name, my picture comes up, but the description of me says I was born in 1907 and I was a football player. So, you know, that makes me 120 years old or something. So, but no, I'm a present day person living in the modern world.
Well, here is the quote that we put in our Four Things Gratitude Journal in case people didn't hear that episode. Make it a habit to tell people thank you, to express your appreciation sincerely and without the expectation of anything in return. Truly appreciate those around you, and you'll soon find many others around you. Truly appreciate life, and you'll find that you have more of it.
The world is an extremely complex place with a lot of things going on. And so when we focus on the things that are meaningful to us, the things that are important to us, the things that we're thankful for, that actually enables us to make better use of those things and to expand them in our lives. And so when you're thankful for certain people, you tend to be around them more. When you're thankful for the tools and the skills that you have, you tend to make better use of them. And so I think, and I know gratitude is a big thing with you to publish a gratitude journal, obviously. I consider it to be a key value in living life and in accessing the enormous abundance that's available to us.
I did hear about a story about you from New Year's Day, maybe 2008 or so. And it's about how the clothes you selected to wear one day changed the course of someone's life. And I'm very curious for you to share this story, not only with me, but my listeners as well.
In the year 2008, on New Year's Day, I had the good fortune to be with my whole family, with my parents, my brother and his wife and family, my wife and my children. We were all on a cruise together and we were arriving in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And so I got up and needed something to wear. So I picked out a t-shirt. It just happened to be from the British Virgin Islands. It said Pussers, which is a resort there. Pussers, British West Indies. I didn't think anything about it. I just put the t-shirt on and we went out and went around Cabo and saw all the sights. And in the afternoon, my wife and I stood out on the balcony of our cabin and somebody snapped a picture of us. When I got back home, I took that picture and I liked it so much, I put it on my website for people to see. So there's me and my wife on the website in the t-shirt. Well, unbeknownst to me, about 3 years later, there was a man in Barbados, the island of Barbados in the Caribbean. And he had been born in Barbados, lived his whole life on the island of Barbados, had never left, never gone anywhere else. And like many people in Barbados, he worked in the hospitality industry. He was worked at a resort, had a pretty good job. And he had a girlfriend who was from the British Virgin Islands, which is several hundred miles away from Barbados. And the girlfriend was encouraging him to maybe move back to the British Virgin Islands with her and to get a job there. So he had applied for several jobs in the British Virgin Islands. And one day he got a phone call from one of the resorts he had applied to, and they were basically offering him a job and wanting him to fly up there to the BVI to talk to them. So he prayed about it, and he asked God for an answer. And according to the way he tells it, God spoke to him, and God said, "Ask Ralph." He said, "Well, Ralph who?" And he said, God said, "Ask Ralph Marston." Well, this guy, his name is Dale. He had been receiving my daily publication for a few years. He didn't actually subscribe himself. Somebody else was getting it and was sending it to him every day. But he was familiar with my messages, and he kind of knew my name, but didn't really know anything else about me. So he went to Google and typed in my name and clicked on the first link that came up. Well, there I was in that t-shirt, in that picture, wearing the t-shirt that said Pussers, British West Indies. Well, the company that had offered him the job was Pussers Resort in the British Virgin Islands. So he took that as a sign that he was meant to take that job. And he did. He moved to the BVI, took the job, did real well. A couple of years later, got an even better job with another resort. But he contacted me, obviously, and let me know about this, and was very thankful that I happened to be wearing the t-shirt, that t-shirt on that day, because that was his sign that changed his life for the better.
I mean, another small world moment. I feel like exactly. I'm sitting here with you right now because your daughter was listening to my podcast. You know, you had this encounter with him from a shirt you put on without even thinking about it. Right. I mean, it's crazy exactly. how life just offers blessings like that. Depending on what you believe, if you're listening to this, I mean, clearly God spoke to him and he used you as a way to nudge him and be like, hey, this is good for you. Go do this. This is what I have in store for you. So how cool that you got to be a part of that.
Yeah, I think coincidences, I think they speak to how deeply we're connected with each other and we don't realize it. And that's kind of what I believe produces those types of coincidences. I mean, I think somebody refers to coincidences as God's winks at us, but there's things that we know that we don't know we know. And the coincidences help us see those things.
Say we want to be open to more of God's winks or coincidences. What would you say to people that are like, oh, I don't really get that. That doesn't really happen to me. But I mean, could it be because someone's closed off to it?
Absolutely. I think, yeah, being open to new possibilities, being open to things that maybe you don't necessarily have never thought about or agreed with or dismissed before. I think that opens us up to the connections that we have with each other. It's just an attitude of curiosity, being curious about the world and what's going on and being aware. And also being purposeful, I think, is a key element of that. When you know what you want, then you see the things that you need to see. When you're clear about where you intend to go, then you will be led to those things that will help you to get there. I firmly believe that.
Then it's like not really just happening by chance. It's like it was put out there because you were open to receiving it.
Right. Well, I guess you have the impression of a coincidence. You can't rationally explain why something might have happened. But what I'm saying is there are levels to life that I don't think we fully comprehend. And so it's the coincidences are when we're tapping into those, when we're opening ourselves to those, and when we have a strong enough purpose that, like I said, with gratitude, you know, it makes you aware of things that you may not have been aware of before. And I think purpose plays the same role. When you know what you want to accomplish, then you are more aware of the things that will help you to accomplish that. Coincidences, even though you can't maybe logically explain them, on some level, you're seeing something that was always there, but you just never knew to look for it before.
Love that. Second thing. Okay, so Ralph, you mentioned the Daily Motivator, which how people get there is greatday.com. At least that's how I have found it. And it's got such a positive outlook and perspective. And what you're doing when you load up your messages is you've got a community of people that are coming there and relying on you to help them with that. You give them the wisdom and the insight to stay motivated, I think, to be as positive as possible. So How did you end up starting that? And it's literally what you do full time, correct?
Yes, it is. It is now. It didn't start out that way, but I had worked for many years independently. So not in an office with a lot of people around me, but more as an independent sales rep. In that role, I had naturally gravitated toward self-improvement type material because I didn't have any daily, regular, positive feedback from other people. And I missed that. So that was kind of how I came to start the Daily Motivator. When the web came along back in the mid-90s, I was fascinated by the possibility that it had of connecting people very quickly and very cheaply and very widely. And I wanted to be a part of that. And I thought, well, maybe I should do something for people like me, people who are working independently, like in home-based businesses or sales reps on the road who need some sort of positive reinforcement. And I had spent years studying that type of thing. So I felt like I was somewhat qualified to write about that. And I've always loved to write. I just started writing, basically telling myself what I needed to hear. And I try to be as honest and sincere about it as possible. I don't say things just because I've heard somebody else saying them and think that they might work. My best stuff comes from personal experience, from problems that I have, from situations that I get in that I have to work myself out of. And I learn from what I'm doing. I learn from the difficulties that I go through. I learn from the successes that I have. And I really make an effort to share that with people. I want to encourage as many people as possible to see what can be done with a life. That's my motivation for my writing.
Let's expand on being thankful for your problems. Like, why is that important to you?
Well, for one thing, if I'm having problems, I'm still alive, right? So I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to do something. And that's what problems give me and give everybody, is an opportunity to make a difference. And there are lives that are full of problems, and then there's lives that are full of nothing, where you don't have any way to make a difference. And I would easily choose a life full of problems over a life where I was not able to have any impact to make a difference at all. I think that's a very fundamental drive for everybody, no matter if they're doing a lot of good in the world or doing a lot of evil, frankly, is people do what they do because they want to make a difference. So problems give you the opportunity to make a difference. They also let you know that you're meeting up with resistance. So you must in some way be making some kind of progress. The more problems you have, that's a pretty good indication that you're making progress, because the people that don't have any problems are the people that never attempt anything, that never have any ambitious purposes. And that's not true, you know, 100%. Obviously, there's people that are stricken with all sorts of difficulties that are not of their own choosing, not of their own making. And yet, even those can serve to build strength. And again, going back to the theme of gratitude, when you encounter difficulties, that makes you more thankful for the good things that you do have. And it enables you to maybe make better use of those good things.
I just want to help people out with that, if that concept is new to them. If you face a challenge at work that's a problem, or somebody messed up, then it's like, oh, instead of letting it derail your day, how about we learn and grow from it and we become better because of it? How can we evolve and maybe do things in a totally different way because of this one mistake? Or if you have an ailment or an adversity, a loved one that's sick, it's like, what can you learn from that experience? How can you take the challenges from whatever you've encountered and then maybe help somebody else so that they don't feel alone? Those are just things I'm throwing out there to where people...
Yeah, well, that's a real good example of caring for other people, because it builds your compassion. It helps you understand what a lot of other people may be going through that you don't even realize. I think that strengthens connections that you have with other people, when you can have more empathy and compassion for others.
Let's just talk a little bit more about this positive perspective, because that's what that is too, even being
right. Yeah, thankful for your
thankful
problems.
For your problems is a very positive perspective. So what have you learned about how having that type of mentality can affect you on a daily basis?
Well, I think it's a choice that you can make. And we assume that if you're having a bad day, if a lot of things go wrong, that you should be in a bad mood, that you should react that way. But what I've discovered is that, no, you really do have a choice. Things can be going bad. You can respond with a negative attitude, but that's not going to do you any good. It's just going to perpetuate what's already going on. And certainly you want to acknowledge reality. You don't want to just be happy about all the bad things that happen. However, you can still move away from difficulties with a positive perspective, because that is more useful. It's more practical. And if you step back from the situation and you think, okay, I can get all upset about this. I can let it get me down. I can mope around for a few days, but what's that really going to get me? What is that going to accomplish? Or I can choose to accept what has happened. You know, I'm not going to deny that bad things have happened. I'm going to accept it, but I'm going to choose to move away from it, to go ahead and realign myself with whatever purpose I had and follow that purpose and decide, what can I do that will make a positive difference? And then take the actions that will make that happen.
I like that too, because I want to give people permission to not feel all of what is going on in their life and acknowledge the hard things and the pain, but you just don't have to be stuck in it. You don't have to continue down that path. And then really the choice after you've acknowledged it is, okay, do I want to go positive route or do I want to go negative route? And I mean, sometimes I dabble in the negative for just a little bit, just because that's what feels good for me in the moment. But eventually, I make the conscious effort to dig myself out, because I know that taking the turn towards positive is going to be better for me. And I know that's easier said than done, depending on people's circumstances. But even in the quote we shared that we put in our gratitude journal from you, like, you'll attract more great things into your life when you're on the positive route. And then when you're on the negative, I mean, similarly, you'll attract more negative things when that's what you're focused on.
One way to look at it is, what would you advise someone else to do in that position? You know, step back from being you and look at it from a perspective of somebody else and see how foolish it is, if you get hurt, to keep trying to hurt yourself even more. That doesn't make any sense. And if you saw somebody else do it, you would advise them not to do that. And so it's just a matter of advising yourself, giving yourself that same advice.
It's a lot easier to tell other people what to do.
That's right. But it's because you don't have to do it, right? But still, that's what I'm saying. If you just use that trick to think, what would I tell somebody else? Well, then why can't, you know, I'm just as good as them. Why can't I tell myself the same thing?
Yeah, I think about that a lot, just being a mom of especially a 13-year-old girl. And, you know, I think of the ways I talk to myself, some of my self-talk, and how sometimes it's not the best and I'm not really being my best cheerleader. And I use her to sort of correct me, but in my brain, she doesn't even know this, but I'm like, would I ever talk to Stashira this way? No, because I want to lift her up and I want her to believe in herself and know that she can do whatever she wants. But here I am, of course, I would say all of that to her, but sometimes I don't even say it to myself.
Well, that's one advantage that I have of writing a daily positive message each day, because I'm aware of those things and I've thought through those things a lot. And so that does give me an advantage in my own life, because I think, well, is this what I would advise my readers to do? You know, am I living out what I write about? You know, there's a good reason you have your gratitude journal. And that's why a lot of people find that useful, is to write things down. And then you've got it there in black and white, what you've thought about, and you can't deny it. It's important to put things into words like that.
Love that. I mean, and you're doing it every day for your readers, like you said. So again, the website is greatday.com if anybody listening wants to go check that out. And we'll be back in just a second and we'll talk more gratitude, believe it or not. We're going to do that. And then I heard Ralph have some pandemic project and I want to hear all about it.
You
Okay, so Ralph, let's get to the pandemic project. What is it?
Like everybody, you know, I've been stuck at home. One day I was trying to clean out a room and I had an old computer in there that I thought didn't work anymore. And I thought, well, I'm just going to get rid of this, give this away or do something with this. I pulled it out and I thought, well, I'll try it. I'll try starting it up one more time. So I plugged it in and lo and behold, it started right up and worked perfectly. And it just so happened that that old computer was the only one I had that would still connect to a camcorder that I had used years ago. And so I decided, well, as long as this computer is working, I'm going to plug in that camcorder and digitize some of the old tapes that I had made years ago. And these were tapes that I took when our children were growing up, you know, of their softball games, birthday parties, school programs, when the children were born, stuff like that. And as I was doing that, I began to develop a really deep sense of gratitude for all the good things that I've experienced in my life. And to make a long story short, I ended up not only digitizing those tapes with that camera, but I dug out all these other tapes and tapes that I had inherited from my parents and ended up digitizing about 120 hours worth of video. And in the process of doing that, I developed such a deep sense of gratitude just for all the good things that I had been through and for all the love and the joy and the fun and the fellowship and the good times that are pictured on those videos.
Yeah, I love that. I'm sure your family is so grateful that they have someone like you with, you know, that type of patience and commitment to sorting through and digitizing those. I feel like some of my listeners right now are like, oh, wow, yeah, that would be really cool. I could do a pandemic project. But then if they're anything like me, they might start out with the idea and then be like, oh, yeah, this is way too much work. I'm not doing this. But have you ever heard of Legacy Box?
Yes.
Okay, so you basically were your own Legacy Box. You did all the legwork because that's what they do. And this isn't we endorse for them on the Bobby Bone Show, not here on the podcast. But I feel like what you're saying might inspire other people to do it, but they may not have the patience and the equipment or whatever necessary to digitize. So I would say other people so that they can have those valuable moments. Like I'll just throw out here, again, not a commercial, but legacybox.com. And then I think the code for the show is /bones. So legacybox.com/bones. And that'll get you possibly a discount, I think. But I love what Ralph is saying of how important and valuable those memories are. And then it's digital and you can gift it to other people in your life so that then they have all the same feelings of gratitude as well.
Once I did all the videos, then I started in on film. You know, I have old negatives and slides, and Legacy Box does those things too. But I have the equipment to digitize those myself, so I started in on that. What that did was I started seeing all these people that I hadn't thought of in years, and I ended up giving some of them a call and reconnecting with them. You know, I was wondering what had happened or how they were doing. You know, you just kind of lose touch with people over the years, but it was a great experience to reconnect with several people. And you know, that was kind of my excuse. I told them I've been digging through all these old pictures and I found some pictures of you and I'd like to send them to you. And it started some great conversations and reconnected me. And, you know, everybody is so hungry to connect to other people right now. I don't know. It was just a great experience for me all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, especially now, you're right. I mean, human connection is such an important thing, like pandemic or not.
Right.
But I mean, this just brought it to the forefront because so many people are so isolated right now.
Exactly. The thing about photography and taking videos now, it's become so easy to do. You know, we can just pull the phone out of our pocket and take a really high quality video or a photograph in an instant and have the picture right there. It sort of serves to trivialize those. And the way we use pictures is a little bit different. When we take a picture and we get it instantly, we tend to be more critical of it than thankful for it. You know, when we used to have to take the film to the processor and wait a day or two to get the pictures back, we'd get them back and the experience would be over and we'd be able to look back and be thankful for having enjoyed the good time with friends. friends and whatever. But now if we take a picture in the moment and we have it right there, we're critical of it because we think, well, what are people going to think when I post this on Instagram? You know, do I look good enough or whatever? So I think this kind of reminded me that pictures that you take like this are around for a long time. And the longer time goes on, the more valuable is the experience of looking back and remembering, you know, the good times that you had and the love that you shared and the connections that you had with the people.
Yeah. Well, and now other people may follow suit.
I would very much encourage that. Absolutely.
Fourth thing with Amy Brown.
Okay, so Ralph, do you mind if I read an excerpt from one of your books?
No.
I'm going to share something that I saw in Living the Wonder of It All, Positive Empowering Messages from the Daily Motivator. And here's what I pulled. There is magic in every moment. Behind even the most mundane occurrence is an entire universe of abundant wonder. If you could see every detail of something as simple as the falling of a raindrop, it would completely overwhelm you. And yet, raindrops fall all the time. In every action, no matter how seemingly insignificant, there is a whole universe of power. In every moment, there are infinite ways in which to make a very real difference. You are always streaming full speed through an abundance of options and possibilities. See the possibilities, feel the power, make your own special magic today. I want to talk about those little magic moments, and I feel as though we often miss out on those, me included, all the time.
A lot of times we think of magic as something spectacular that's going to sweep you off your feet, but I believe that the real magic is just life itself. And the more closely you look at anything, the more there is to see. And the structure that underlies all of life is pure magic, really. I mean, what are we even doing here? How can we even be aware of our own existence? Things like that are truly magical, and yet we just take them for granted. If we were dropped, say, in the Amazon jungle without any shoes and with no tools and nothing to use to survive, we would soon be in very big trouble because we wouldn't have all the things that we depend on and all the things that we take for granted. And I think it's kind of an interesting thought exercise to imagine yourself in that situation and having to do without running water and a safe place to sleep at night and easily accessible food. Those things are all magic too. I think we can just look at pretty much anything in our life and realize all that goes into it from all over the world and really the magic that that represents.
Do you have a morning routine that sets you up to be so open to the magic every day?
I do like to get up in the morning and walk. I start walking about when it gets light and walk for about 4 miles, you know, and I try to do it just about every day. That's a very important part of my morning routine.
Do you listen to something? Are you thinking to yourself?
No, I don't listen to anything. I just absorb the world and the sun coming up, the light, things like that.
Well, do you have any tips for anyone listening that can help prepare their minds for seeing these magical moments or being open to them? Again, not like the crazy magical moments. That's what we're talking about. These little things that we're just so caught up in our day to day.
Well, I think it helps to kind of get outside of yourself, to let go of your own ego and to let go of your own expectations. I mean, it's good to have positive expectations, but if you let yourself, you can kind of get in a rut where you're thinking the same thoughts over and over again. And I try to expose myself to a lot of different types of thoughts. I try to find different things to stimulate my imagination and just to get myself away from the little loops that keep going around in my head that kind of get stuck. Kind of interrupt that pattern, I guess I would say.
You mentioned imagination, and I have read probably 3 books more on the therapeutic side of things in the last couple of months that have all referred to the importance of imagination.
Well, imagination is extremely powerful. Everything we do, we first imagine everything. And then there's a lot of things that we're stopped by because of what we imagine. all our doubts are really nothing more than imagination, and even fear to a large extent is imagination. So it's extremely powerful, and it's also extremely controllable. You can control what you imagine, and that kind of gets back to being in a positive mindset. If you're filling yourself with positive thoughts, then you're going to imagine more beneficial and positive things for yourself and for other people. And so, yeah, imagination is key to everything. Before you take an action, you imagine what you're going to do. The more richness and detail you can put into your imagination, the more successful you're going to be in executing those thoughts.
Yeah, I love that. In case people are like, oh, what, imagination? They just think kids have fun imaginations. But really, when you think of it that way, then yes, we're using our imaginations all the time. But I love that you said we have control over what we're thinking.
Right. We can exercise that in different ways. We have to be careful about how we exercise that control. You mentioned children. Children have amazing imagination. I'm sure you realize that with your own children. Mm-hmm. For some reason, we kind of lose that as we get older. We get to thinking, well, maybe we shouldn't think this way, or maybe we shouldn't be so open. We should be more serious about things. It's great to be around children to stimulate your imagination, because they can connect things that you never would have thought to connect.
I feel like, yes, as we grow older, we just get in the way.
Exactly.
The more, well, life experiences that we have, and some of it not even necessarily our fault, but unfortunately, yeah, it does get in the way of our thinking.
I think being aware of these things is half the battle. If you realize that you're self-editing yourself and you're suppressing your own imagination, once you realize that, you can make the choice to maybe turn that off and maybe be a little bit more open to some of the crazy thoughts that you're having.
Well, depending how too crazy, Ralph.
Right, right.
Well, I can't let you go without finding out four things that you are thankful for, because that's what I do with a lot of the guests that come on. And with our gratitude journal last year in March of 2020, and now this year in 2021, we're doing a gratitude challenge. Now, people do not have to have our journal to participate, but we are challenging them, or everyone, including ourselves, for 30 days to be intentional about writing down four things each day that we're thankful for. So I would like to hear four things that you're thankful for today, and then any encouragement you have for people considering joining in on our challenge, like why it would be beneficial for them to do such a challenge with us. And, you know, your four things you're grateful for, they can be big, small, whatever comes to your mind real quick.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful that my wife has your gratitude journal. And I appreciate you sending those.
Yeah, no, of course. I thought once I found out you had a wife and two daughters, I was like, well, they all need our gratitude journal. And I even emailed your daughter back, Kimby, and I was like, so the colors are kind of coral and pink. Do you think your dad would want one? But I mean, I'm sure you've got your own way of tracking your gratitude. So,
well, I'm certainly thankful for my family, not only my wife and children and now grandchildren, but my parents and the support that my family offers, and just knowing that they're there makes an incredible difference in my life. And I understand that a lot of people don't have that. That makes me all the more thankful for the family that I do have. And I'm thankful for this country that we live in, to have the freedom to think the way that I want to think, to speak the way that I want to speak, to live the way I want to live, and to assist others in doing the same thing. I would say that I'm thankful for words, the way that we can communicate with each other over long stretches of time using words. Someone who lived 1,000 years ago, I can benefit from that person's wisdom because of language. And someone on the other side of the world can benefit from a thought that I have because of that same language. I'm very thankful for that.
Yes. And I'm thankful that you're here alive and well with us. since I thought your words were from 1,000 years ago. But in all honesty, I am thankful that you put so much of your words out there for the world to consume, because we randomly came across yours and we threw them into our journal. And so what encouragement would you have for people that are considering doing our Four Things Gratitude Challenge? Like, why will that be good for them?
Well, I think it can change the way that you look at life. And that makes a big difference in the way that your life unfolds. When you look at life from a perspective of gratitude, when you can name specific things that you're thankful for, you get more use from those things. You find new and useful things to do with all those blessings that you have and all the good people in your life. It makes you richer. It does. It enriches you to be thankful. It takes what you already have and makes it worth more. Looking at your toolbox and seeing what tools you have in there, you can think of a lot of new and good things that you can do with those tools. That's kind of how I think of gratitude. And that's what I would encourage your listeners to look at it in that way, as I have a lot of good things going on in my life, even though I may not realize it. But if I discipline myself to write down something every day, then I'm going to have access to all those good things. And that's going to be good, not only for me, but for the other people in my life.
You talked about words as one of the things you're thankful for, and even your daily motivator. You said you write and you put those out, not just to like say things to other people. It's encouragement to your own self. So I'm sure it's amazing for you to have this catalog to go back to greatday.com and check out different things that you've written and revisit it. And I feel like similarly, when you write down things that you're thankful for, it's this catalog that you're now keeping, and you can go back and revisit things that can be of encouragement to you.
Right. I think it's great to be able to go back and look at things that you've written a long time ago. You forget a lot of stuff. You really do. I mean, I'm surprised. I'll read something that I wrote years ago and won't even remember writing it. Some things I do. Some things I remember what prompted me to write a certain thing. But other things I'll go back and read and think, wow, that's pretty profound.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ralph, so much for joining us. And I just want to encourage people, yes, to check out greatday.com if they want to see more about you, or you have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com, Ralph Marston, MARSTON. Can't leave without giving your daughter, Kimby, one more shout out, because I just think it's super cool. We both went to Texas A&M. Whoop.
Yeah.
And she happened to be listening to the episode where I quoted you, and she brought us together. And I'm thankful for Kimby.
Well, I'm very proud of her. I'm thankful for her too.
Thank you so much for being here. And hopefully I'll see you one day soon, maybe in Austin.
Great. Great. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Bye. Okay. Well, that was an awesome little chat with Ralph. And before y'all go, first of all, I want you to have an amazing day. But secondly, if you are interested in our Four Things Gratitude Journal, I just want to let you know, in case you're a new listener or you don't know, you can go to radioamy.com for links to all of our Four Things items, which always support spreading hope in Haiti. Radioamy.com. Thanks. Bye.